Hi, I'm Maria Campo. I'm the producer along with B Group. Our company is Exhibition Hub and B Group, and we're producing Photo City this summer at Tour Taxi.
What is Photo City?
Photo City came from a concept of doing some sort of photographic exhibition. And so we started with the idea of doing inside, traditional, and then we started to think it would be nicer to just have this general atmosphere where we could put many, many photographers in an environment where people could come and during the summer and have a drink and watch photographers. So we have over 80 photographers, and each one has its own container. So you can go in and live the ambience that the photographer wanted you to see. Over and above that, we also did a partnership with National Geographic. And so we show three of their exhibitions, one which puts women of the world in evidence. The other one is colors of the world. And the other one is animals of the world. So overall, the idea was that you could come with the whole family and you could see some black and white photographs, which are extremely subject oriented, as well as you could see general images like you see on the National Geographic everywhere in the world. So Photo City, the idea was to have a festival, and we called it City instead of Festival because we thought we're inside the city, we have containers, it gave more of an urban feeling.
So these are shipping containers that came from Antwerp and Rotterdam. They're actual shipping containers that were put together and they have become galleries.
Correct. Then the problem became, well, how do we do it? Do we do it with containers and a tent, all that kind of thing? And then we started, so we came upon with containers because they gave it a certain feel. They, you know, as opposed to looking at a white tent, which very quickly looks like a music festival or a wedding. But container has its own particular industrial feel to it. And then the challenge became finding enough containers. Interesting enough, that it was much more difficult to find enough containers than to find more artists.
There are photos of all kinds, landscapes, portraits, fashion, photojournalism, and those other things that you also spoke about. But there are also going to be events here during these 99 days that this is going to be open.
We want to create this festive atmosphere. And so we'll have music, we'll have evenings with DJs. It's not meant to be a bar. The music will always be a part of the ambience. And so we're going to also have a movie theater. We did the drive-in last year, and this year we thought we would do something different, and then we got all these calls from people as we were setting up saying, oh, you're going to do the movie festival again. And so we did a deal with one of our partners. They're going to install a movie theater of 150 to 200 people can attend, and they'll be running first-run movies and a programming that will be announced over the next few days.
So that'll be a walk-in as opposed to drive-in.
This year, with everything opening up again, you know, you can again have the feeling is the idea is to have an outdoor evening. You know, we'll have chairs, couches, whatever you want to watch the movie.
And there'll be food trucks with the bar also.
The idea with the food trucks is that we have over 80 containers. So if you want to come for an afternoon, even then you won't be able to see all 80 containers. And so the idea with the food trucks and a place for drinks is that people can visit at their own ease. Do a few containers, sit down, have a drink, eat, do a few more containers, and you can spend the whole afternoon here.
I understand they're going to be offering summer pass so people can come back.
Yeah, originally we thought about a weekend pass or a day pass, and then we said, well, we started to sit down, you know, logistically and say, okay, if I wanted to see all 80 containers, how long would it take me? And we realized it was unrealistic to see that in one day. And so we said, okay, let's offer a pass. And so people can come every second Saturday or when they have a free moment, and we'll be programming and issuing a map of the location so people can plan to see which containers they're going to see each time. With over 80 containers, you can probably come every weekend and still not see them all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.